The Jack Benny Program, transcribed and presented by Lucky Strike, the cigarette that's toasted to taste better.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette.
This is Don Wilson, friends. Dorothy Collins, the sweetheart of Lucky Strike, just gave you the key to deep-down smoking enjoyment. Better taste. And that's where a Lucky really clicks. A Lucky tastes better because LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Fine, light, naturally good-tasting tobacco. And then that tobacco is toasted. It's toasted, the famous Lucky Strike process, brings a Lucky's fine tobacco to its peak of flavor. Tones up a Lucky's naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So pick up a carton of better-tasting Lucky Strike. I know you'll be happy if you go Lucky.
Hey, hold it! Hold it, Bob! Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
Well, what is it, Jack?
Bob, it's almost airtime. Can't you do something about the orchestra?
Well, what's wrong with them? Nobody goofed.
What's wrong with them? Look, at Bagby's playing the piano lying down. Gridwell is blowing confetti through his clarinet. And look at Sammy the drummer weaving around up there. If he doesn't fall off that stand before the show's over, I'll eat my hat.
Well, gosh, Jack, you didn't expect the boys to come in sober this soon after New Year's Eve, did you?
Bob, I don't expect them to come in sober after Groundhog Day. But this is ridiculous. Look at them. We're starting a new year, Bob, and I want you to tell them those new rules we discussed.
Now?
Yeah, give them those new rules right now.
Well, okay.
Tell them.
Look, attention, fellas, attention. Look, we're starting a new year, and we'll all get along a lot better if...
I knew he'd fall off. Help Sammy up, will you, boys? Now, go ahead with the rules, Bob.
Okay, Jack. Look, now, fellas, look. I'm sure that you all want to know just exactly where we stand, so listen carefully, will you? Now, rule number one. During the coming year, you will all be required to attend each and every rehearsal. And no excuse will be accepted unless it is signed by either your doctor or your warden.
That's telling them.
Rule number two. From now on, when I lift my baton, that's the signal for you to start playing, not drinking.
I knew that one would go over big.
Now look, guys, before we go on the air, I know that you want to show Jack just exactly how good your face is. So, if any of you happen to be in possession of a bottle of spirits, I would like you to throw it in this waste bag. All right, now, let's get started.
Well, Remley dropped his in. Who's next? Now, how about...
Hey, Jack, come on, will you? Come on.
Don, let go of my arm.
But we're going on the air in just a few minutes.
So we're going on the air. What are you so excited about? You've been jumpy all afternoon.
Oh, it's that diet my doctor gave me. I'm not allowed to eat candy, cake, pie, potatoes... Can't eat anything I like, and it's making a nervous wreck out of me.
Yeah, it's awful. When'd you go on this diet?
I start tomorrow.
Well, Don, if it bothers you so much before you even started, maybe you better forget about it.
I can. I made a New Year's resolution to lose 100 pounds this year.
How much?
100 pounds.
Don, I've known you for 23 years, and the only time 100 pounds ever left your body... was when you had your tonsils removed. Remember, they weighed 50 pounds each?
Oh, yeah, as soon as I came to, I had to get off the table so the doctor could lie down.
Yeah.
Well, 1 minute till airtime, Jack.
Okay, where are the scripts, Don?
I haven't got them.
Well, where are they? We're going on the air.
Now, look, relax, Jack. Here comes the clerk from the mimeograph department. He's got them.
Well, it's about time. Say, fella, why are you always bringing in the scripts at the last minute?
Because I'm busy. I'm busy.
But you had plenty of time.
Plenty of time, he says. It's not that easy. I got to type this script, make the stencil, ink the machine, put the paper in and turn the handle. I have to do everything myself. There's no organization. Now, nothing is organized.
Take it easy, will you?
Everything is a rush job. First they come with Amos and Andy's script, then our Mrs. Brooke, and then Meet Millie, and then your lousy script.
What?
And then Big Crosby. I told you there's no organization.
Look, I'm going on the air in a minute, and I can't be bothered with your problems, so go already.
I'm going.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See, he's so excitable. Ooh.
Now everybody hollers at me. Before Christmas, they're all such angels. You know, sometimes I think...
Jack, we should be on the air now. We're 5 seconds late.
But we can't be. The producer's supposed to give me the signal. Where is he? Why isn't he in the booth? There's no organization!
Well, there he comes now, Jack.
Okay, hit it, Bob.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, although New Year's Eve is behind us, the strains of Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot linger on. So right now I'd like to bring you one of the oldest acquaintances I know, and here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, ordinarily I'd get back at you for that corny introduction, but we're starting a new year, so I'm going to forgive and forget.
You are?
Yep, I'm wiping the slate clean, and I'm going to start by paying up all my old debts. Oh, Bob.
Yeah?
Bob, here's that quarter I borrowed from you last June when we ate at the drugstore. You remember that.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Now, how about that $10 that I won from you on the Rose Bowl game yesterday?
Well, that's this year, so you'll have to wait until 1956.
Jack Benny, that's
no,
one of the
no, no, Bob. We're not going to have any bickering this year. The people are tired of insults, name-calling, and all that rowdy old hat comedy. From now on, we're going to do only sophisticated humor. We're going to have suave, cool, high... All right, let them lay there. As I was saying, we're going to do suave, sophisticated, smart comedy.
Gee, I'm sure going to miss Dennis.
No, I already discussed this with Dennis, and he promised to be a completely different person this year.
Yeah, but Jack, do you think that Dennis can really change?
Well, he said he would, and after the talk I gave him, I think he will. I know if he puts
his... Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, kid. We were just talking about you. How are you, Dennis? Dennis, how are you? Dennis, I'm talking to you.
No, you're not.
Then who am I talking to?
Julius.
What?
I told you I'd be a different person this year.
Oh, so you changed your name to Julius, huh?
Yeah, that's my last name.
Your last name is Julius? What's your first name?
Orange.
Julius. Imagine naming yourself after a drink.
Oh, I was going to call myself Lipton Tea, but I didn't know what the tea stood for.
Stop it, will you? Here it is, the first show of the new year. Right away, you got to aggravate me. I don't know why I even talk to you. Now, let's just have your song.
Sorry, Julius doesn't sing.
What?
But he does bird calls. He's the Australian wood wobbler.
I don't care what he does. Just sing. Orange Julius. Julia. Some sophisticated show I'm running.
Le scarpine per ballare, ballare, balleremo tutto il dì. Le scarpine per ballare, ballare, balleremo ancora così. In the shoemaker shop, this refrain would never stop. They'd have to wait, working all the day. At his bench, there was he, just as busy as a bee. Little time to lose, with his boots and shoes. But his heart went pop inside the little shop when a lovely girl set him all awhirl. She had come to choose some pretty dancing shoes, and he heard her say in a charming way, "Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing, dancing all the day. Shoes to set my feet a-dancing, dancing, dancing all my cares away." Then he tapped and he stitched, for his fingers were bewitched, and he sewed a dream into every seam. Making shoes oh so neat, just like magic on her feet, and he hoped she'd know that he loved her so. But she danced, danced, danced as though she were entranced, like a spinning top all around the shop. On her dainty feet she whirled into the street, and he heard her say as she danced away, "Le scarpine per ballare, ballare, balleremo tutti il dì. Le scarpine per ballare, ballare, balleremo ancor così. Shoes to set my feet a dancing, dancing, dancing."
That was The Little Shoemaker, and very good, too, Julius.
You can call me Orange.
Look, kid, let's just forget about that. I was wrong to expect you to be any different. A person just doesn't change overnight.
Well, my father did.
He did?
Yeah, he woke up this morning, and he was a new man. You should have seen him. He went up to my mother, and he said, "First, you're going to make my breakfast, then you're going to wash the floor, and after that, you're going to iron all my clothes, and when you're through with that, you're going to shine my shoes."
Well, it's about time your father asserted himself. I'd like to go over and congratulate him.
Well, it's not far. He's at Cedars of Lebanon.
Well, Dennis, wish him a happy New Year for me, will you? Now, let's get on with the...
Hey, Jack, I tried to get you all New Year's Day. Where were you?
Oh, I was at the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena. It was a beautiful sight.
Did you go alone?
No, I had my date with me from New Year's Eve, and Rochester drove us down there.
Gee, didn't you have to wake up awfully early to get to Pasadena in time?
Oh, it wasn't so bad, Don. Now, let me tell you about it. I set the alarm for 3:30 a.m. At a quarter of four, we picked up my date. By 4 o'clock, we were on our way.
Say, the fog really rolls in at this hour of the morning. I can't see more than 20 feet in front of me.
Really, Gertrude? See, I can see that street light at the end of the block. Rochester, what can you see?
Nothing. My eyes are still closed.
Well, open them. You're driving. And don't look so crabby.
Boss, it's 4 a.m. Even Liberace ain't smiling.
Four in the morning. Big deal. Where's your vitality? Gertrude and I were out celebrating last night, and here we are, wide awake and full of pep.
Yeah, and we're older.
Speak for yourself, John.
Cut him. Whose idea was it to call it a night at 10:30? The joint was just starting to jump.
Well, what's the difference? While I was there, I was the life of the party, wasn't I?
Some life.
Well, what's so funny?
You tried to look so debonair drinking hot chocolate out of my slipper.
I only did that for a gag. Anyway, you'll have to admit that I showed you a swell time at that nightclub. Well, I had you out on that dance floor every minute.
anything to keep me from eating.
You ate, sister, and how you ate. I suppose that T-bone steak was a mirage. The last time I saw anyone wrestle meat that way, he had a branding iron.
Very funny.
I was never so embarrassed in all my life. Everyone was looking at us.
They weren't looking at me. They were looking at you in that old tuxedo.
Old tuxedo?
Your pants were so tight you had to wear your garters on the outside. I suppose you're going to pout all day because I told you off.
I'm not going to pout.
See, the fog is lifting.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Hey, Rochester, maybe you ought to put down the top, huh?
Oh, boss, let's not put the top down.
Why not?
There's so much trouble taking down the center pole and pulling out the pegs.
Oh, yes, I forgot. This is the new one I bought at the Army Surplus Store.
Yeah, the flap still says Field Headquarters, General Ridgway.
Yeah.
How far are we from Pasadena?
About 10 miles.
Oh, we'll be there in no time. Well, here we are in Pasadena. Only took us 1.5 hours.
That's pretty good time.
You're darn right, considering we had a change of tire.
Yeah. Why can I wash this grease off my hands?
Let's wipe it on this rag. Say, the way the traffic is getting thicker, we must be getting... Rochester, why are you stopping?
There's an officer at the intersection. He isn't letting anyone through.
Say, that's Colorado Boulevard. That's the one the parade comes down.
Gee, she's right. Hey, look, here comes a float.
Where?
Right over there. It's the official Tournament of Roses float.
And look at the 4 drum majors riding on it.
Yeah, I think they're going to sing.
When you hear that drumming, you will know we're coming, and the lucky strikes are on parade. There's never a slip, and we never trip. So perfect are we made. You can hear that beat coming down the street. You want to get in step with Lucky Strike. Yes, Lucky Strike is toasted. It's the one cigarette you like. So round and firm and fully packed, and just as mild as it can be. Be happy and go Lucky Strike, and smoke an Elephant of Tea. And when you hear that old American, every Tom and Dick and Harry can light a lucky and start popping it. Nothing beats a Lucky Strike. Clean through and through, much pressure too. So clear away, it's Lucky Day. L-S-M-F-T.
Great, wasn't it? Now back up, Rochester. We better hurry and find a place to park.
I can't back up, boss. There's 50 cars lined up behind us.
Gee, we can't go forward either.
But we're not staying here, are we?
No, this is ridiculous. I'm going to talk to that officer. Maybe he'll let us go through. I'll be right back. That certainly is crowded. I've never seen such a mob. Really have to fight your way through here.
Say, pardon me, mister. Did you see my wife?
Your wife?
Yeah, I can't find her anywhere. I've looked all over and I can't find her.
Oh, that's a shame.
But we've been married for 20 years. We got along so nice and we never even had a fight. I just gotta find her.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find her. How long has she been missing?
19 years.
And you're still looking?
I just started. Well, so long, buddy.
So long.
Chloe!
That's too bad. Some people really have their troubles. Now, where's that policeman? Oh, there he is. Say, officer. Officer.
What can I do for... Why, it's you, Mr. Benny.
Why, Mr. Kitzel. Mr. Kitzel, what are you doing in a policeman's uniform?
Arresting people, what else?
This is such a surprise. I mean, did you give up your other work?
No, this is in addition. Every year for this parade, I am a deputy.
Oh, I see. Do you like it?
It's very pleasant. Especially when my brother-in-law comes by. Last year, did I give him a ticket?
You really got him, huh?
Did I got him? I wrote him up for speeding, making a U-turn, loose brakes, a defective horn, and faulty headlights.
Hey, that must have cost him plenty.
It would have, but unfortunately, I couldn't make it stick.
Why not?
He was walking.
Oh, well, Mr. Kitzel, that's my car over there. How about letting me cross the street?
I really shouldn't. But for our friend, I can do a favor.
Then you mean I can drive through?
Yes, but you got to hurry. It's between floats.
Okay, and thanks a lot, Mr. Kitzel. I'll see you later. Happy New Year.
It's a day late, but I'll accept it.
Come on, Rochester. Rochester, he's letting us through.
Okay.
Make it snappy so we can get across. Rochester, what happened?
The motor died.
But we're in the middle of Colorado Boulevard.
And here come the floats.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, Rochester, step on the starter.
I'm stepping.
Good, you got it started.
No, I didn't.
Then how come we're moving?
A float is pushing us.
What?
Smile, boss, smile. We're in the parade.
I would have worn my bathing suit.
Oh, be quiet and stop blowing kisses. Oh, fine. We had to get with one of the loudest band yet.
Say, we must be going under a tree. A bird's nest just fell in my lap.
That's mine. It blew off. This is the most embarrassing thing that's ever... Hey, the float stopped. Quick, Rochester, do something.
I'll try.
Step back and stop laughing. It's not funny. Go ahead, Rochester. Step on the starter again.
Just a second. I'm connecting this loose wire.
Okay.
Say, Mommy.
What is it?
What kind of car is that?
I don't know. It must be a foreign make.
Madam, it's not a foreign make. This is an American car.
Not so loud. I want my boy to be proud of his country.
Look, madam.
Now, come on, Whitney. We've got to go.
Mommy, I think you made him mad. He threw a bird's nest at us.
My, what a strange way for General Ridgway to act.
Rochester, there must be something you can do.
Hang on, here we go again.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Happy New Year, everybody. Chief, I haven't had this much fun since I got caught in a revolving door with Errol Flynn.
Why do these things always happen to me? I just wanted to see the parade. I didn't want to be in it.
You might as well relax and enjoy yourself. We've got 3 hours to go.
Maybe you're right. Rochester, sit up straight and put your hands on the wheel.
What for?
If we're going through with this, at least let everyone think that we're pulling the float. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our greatest national hazards is fire. Fire that destroys millions of dollars worth of property and takes thousands of lives each year. Don't let your home be a fire trap. Make certain all electrical appliances are in order. Don't smoke in bed. Be careful with inflammables. Don't give fire a place to start. Thank you.
Jack will be back in just a minute, but first, let's take a listen to the Lucky Strike toasting song again.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted
cigarette.
They taste fine tobacco.
It's light tobacco.
It's mild tobacco, too. And it's toasted.
Yes, it's toasted. Cause the toasting brings the flavor right through.
So to get the better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yet it's the toasted.
Toasted cigarette.
That's the Lucky Strike story set to music. The facts are all there. A Lucky is the cigarette of fine tobacco. L-S-M-F-T, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco. And then, that fine tobacco is toasted to taste better. It's toasted is the famous Lucky Strike process that brings a Lucky's fine tobacco to its peak of flavor. The process that tones up a Lucky's naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So friends, smoke the cigarette of fine tobacco that's toasted to taste better. Be happy. Go Lucky.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of my sponsor and my entire staff, I want to wish all of you a happy new year. Of course, everybody will be a year older, but not me. Good night, folks.
Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsburg, George Balzer, John Tackerberry, Al Gordon, Hal Goldman, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.
Filter smokers, here's the true tobacco taste you've been looking for. Filter tip Tarryton gives you all the full, rich flavor of Tarryton's famous quality tobacco, and real filtration, too. Filter tip Tarryton incorporates activated charcoal, renowned for its unusual powers of selective filtration and used far and wide to purify the air we breathe, the water and beverages we drink. Look for the red, white, and blue stripes on the package. They identify Filter Tip Tarryton, the best in filtered smoking.
The Jack Benny program is brought to you by the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.